Senator Barack Obama picked up a big endorsement earlier today in his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. At a rally at American University in Washington, Senator Ted Kennedy told a crowd that he would offer his help, his voice, his energy, and his commitment to make Barack Obama the next president of the United States.
I feel change in the air. What about you? Every time I've been asked over the past year who I would support in the Democratic primary, my answer has always been the same. I'll support the candidate who inspires me, who inspires all of us, who can lift our vision and summon our hopes and renew our belief that our country's best days are still to come. I found that candidate. And I think you have too.
Two generations of Kennedys were on the stage at the rally today. Next to Senator Kennedy sat his son, Patrick, and Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of the late president. And Senator Kennedy openly invoked the image of John F. Kennedy.
There was another time when another young candidate was running for president and challenging America to cross a new frontier. He faced public criticism from the preceding Democratic president, who was widely respected in the party. Harry Truman said, "We needed someone with greater experience," and added, "May I urge you to be patient?" And John Kennedy replied, "The world is changing. The old ways will not do. It's time for a new generation of leadership." So it is with Barack Obama. It's time again for a new generation of leadership. It is time now for Barack Obama.
Senator Kennedy included words of praise for Senators Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, whom he called friends, but there was also thinly veiled criticism of Senator Clinton.
What counts in our leadership is not the length of years in Washington, but the reach of our vision, the strength of our beliefs, and that rare quality of mind and spirit that can call forth the best in our country and the best in the world. With Barack Obama, we will turn the page on the old politics of misrepresentation and distortion. With Barack Obama, we will close the book on the old politics of race against race, gender against gender, ethnic group against ethnic group, and straight against gay. Barack Obama is the one person running for president who can bring us that change. Barack Obama is the one person for running for president who can be that change.
Senator Kennedy's endorsement comes just over a week before Super Tuesday, when more than 20 states hold primaries or caucuses. Stay tuned for more coverage later today of both Senator Kennedy's endorsement and Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, who endorsed Hillary Clinton earlier today. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.